That is a track called Stooge by a band called Glowing Brain. Yeah, that track comes from Glowing Brain's 2018 cassette release. You can find it actually on Bandcamp at glowingbrain.bandcamp. Glowing Brain are from Oakland, California. That's the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. And Glowing Brain is about to release their first full-length record called Brain Dust. I am super stoked to present you this interview with the three band members. You're self-described as long hair punk from Oakland. Now, obviously, punk and metal have a long history of mixing together in the East Bay. Everyone from Dystopia to Exodus to Annihilation Time to Sleep to Verbal Abuse to Moses to Ludacris and on. How has the area's history and scene shaped Glowing Brain, or did it? And what bands have you all been in over the years?
Well, there's no question the Bay Area has always been a hotbed of heavy and weird music, so it's natural that local bands have rubbed off on us. I've lived here my whole life, so it wasn't even a conscious decision to take influence from my surroundings. I've always been drawn to the weird, loud, heavy bands, and that's not hard to find around here. We've all been in plenty of bands over the years. Some of mine include Funeral Chant, which I also play in with Doc, a band called Nervous, a band called No Tongue, just to name a few. What bands have you guys been in?
Doc here. As Conrad said, we play in another band together. We also played together in another one of our bands, What Fun Life Was, which was like a shoegaze band.
True.
I've been in like 8 million bands over the years, you know, most of which didn't make it too far out of the Bay, but... you know, played in a band called Tygon, played in a band called Lysine. You know, been around. It's not my first rodeo.
Hi, I'm James. I play drums in Glowing Brain. I'm not from the Bay either. I'm from the Midwest, Indianapolis specifically. I played in a lot of bands around there. Did a lot of DIY Midwest touring in bands like Both and Male Bondage. Who Needs You, Chaotic Neutral, probably 5 or 10 more, just a lot of bands. As far as the Bay Area music having influence on me, like, so much. A lot of the bands that sort of got me started in punk, listening to punk, are all from the Bay. I didn't even realize that at the time. Listening to bands like Op Ivy and Rancid, Jawbreaker, and Dead Kennedys and all that stuff. That's incredibly East Bay centric. I didn't even realize that as like a 14-year-old. I just liked fast, heavy music. As I got a little older, yeah, like bands like Sleep, Dystopia, The Weird Heavy, that definitely influenced the type of music I wanted to make.
This is your first release as a trio. You started as a duo and put out a cassette in 2018. We just heard the track Stooge from that. How did you grow another member?
As the grown member, I would like to say, shout out to the little double entendre of growing a member. Dig it. No, these guys, you know, started out and I remember I had been talking with Conrad years and years ago about doing something analogous to Glowing Brain. At the time, I had a kind of an ego baby band and he was playing in it and... you know, the idea was to create Krakakan. The idea was to create kind of a scene of everybody, you know, having their like kind of pet projects and we would all pitch in. So I was always really interested. Conrad and I would always talk about our love for Hot Snakes and, you know, the Wipers. And like, I just wanted to do something like that. And the opportunity came up and I happened to have just gotten out of playing in a different touring act that we should probably not name for legal reasons.
Let's just call it Dockwind.
Well, there you go. All right, this is Glowing Brain that you're listening to here on MMH, the home of rock radio, talking with me, Jesse Luscious, here on Lose With Luscious. As mentioned, Glowing Brain are about to release their first full-length record. The record is called Brain Dust. You can pre-order it on their Bandcamp at glowingbrain.bandcamp. And we are going to hear a world premiere of a song from this record that has never been heard anywhere else on the planet yet until tonight. That's in a few minutes. But first, let me play you another track This is the title track from Glowing Brain's upcoming record, Brain Dust. That is a track called Brain Dust. Yeah, the title track from Glowing Brain's upcoming record on The Ghost Is Clear Records, coming out in December. You can pre-order it, as mentioned, on Bandcamp. As we go back to the interview with the members of Glowing Brain here on Loser with Luscious on MMH, the home of rock radio, the next thing I asked, how have the years of Trump, the pandemic, isolation, Black Lives Matter protests, and everything else changed your band and songwriting and art?
I don't know if it really changed our, at least in terms of when you're talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and Trump, I don't know how much it really changed us. We were all kind of already on the same page to begin with that stuff. You know, as far as the pandemic goes, obviously being cooped up 24/7 definitely had an influence on all of our mental states. And how we interacted with one another, the times we did see each other. You know, I remember some of the early pandemic practices being less of practices and more just us kind of collectively drinking through our anxiety and just, you know, emotionally checking in and making sure that each other was okay, because that was a really uncertain and scary time.
And then we hunkered down and started writing the second record.
Yeah, I mean, we were each other's germ pod at the beginning of all this when we were unsure what we were supposed to do. we made the conscious decision pretty early that we would continue to have band practice that, like Doc said, sometimes was not band practice. But we were in each other's lives when we didn't know how many people we were really allowed to safely have in our lives. So we've stayed together, and if anything, it's made us tighter friends and a tighter unit.
Couldn't do it with anybody else.
All right, that's pretty awesome. Anyway, before we get to the world premiere of your brand new song, let's hear about this song. Why did you choose it? What is it about? What prompted it lyrically? Who wrote the music and words? And why do you think people should check out the rest of these songs on the new album?
Good Red. Everyone higher than... Everyone higher than everyone else is a phrase James came up with as a bastardization of Motorhead's Everything Louder Than Everything Else. It was just a funny turn of phrase and was great fodder for a track, so I wrote most of the music and lyrics based on that. It's yet another track about getting stoned, feeling paranoid, giving in, and blissing out.
Yeah, as far as why people should listen to the rest of the record, because it fucking rules. We're all really proud of it. It's one of the best things that I think I've ever been a part of. If you like this track, it's definitely like a good microcosm example of what the rest of the album sounds like.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think, you know, not to blow too much smoke up our own bums. I don't know if that's if that colloquialism really translates. I've never been to the UK. We'd love to come. Anyway, I do think it is a good representation of the kind of dynamics of the record, and you know. It's got everything from the hard rockin', real quick, fast, weirdo punk of the Bay Area that we're known for around here to a little bit more exploratory areas. Because who doesn't love getting stoned and listen to Ashra Temple, you know?
I should check that out.
Blowing it, my man.
I love at least half of that already.
Well, we're glowing brain. Thanks, Jesse.
No. Thank you for being on Losing It With Luscious here on MMH, the home of rock radio. As mentioned, you have been hearing me talk with the three members of Glowing Brain out of Oakland, California, Conrad, James, and Doc. I want to give a shout out to Kevin for setting this up for me and my friends and family here at MMH, the home of rock radio, for letting me present this band to you. Speaking of presenting this band, as mentioned, they are about to present you, the lovely listener, with a brand new full-length record called Brain Dust. You can go to their Bandcamp at glowingbrain.bandcamp. It's going to be released on The Ghost Is Clear Records on the 10th of December, 2021. Obviously, if you're interested in it after December 10th, you can go to that same address and get it. It's just that easy. And honestly, I've heard the whole record and it just kicks ass and takes names. I hope you enjoy it. Here is the world premiere of Glowing Brain's brand new song. This is called Everyone Higher Than Everyone Else.